little bit early. We're showing them about 4 degrees below our horizon. That's our J call. NA1SS for contact. Okay, NA1SS, W6SRJ, what's, you're not quite with us yet, go ahead.
Okay,
excellent, we're going to turn you over to the school right now. Go ahead, first question.
My name is Sina from Pineapple, and breathing and breathing on space and over.
Okay, thank you for your good question. Russian food and American food and Japanese food. And since I'm a Japanese astronaut, I like Korean rice. Japanese food is the best. Thank you for your question.
My name is Jason. What is the temperature difference from outside and inside the space station? Over.
Oh, good question. Actually, inside the space station, it's really comfortable. Temperature is constant, about like a 20 to 25 degrees Celsius. But outside, it totally depends. If it's a daylight or the hundred, if it's a nighttime, less than minus 100, totally depends. Quite different. Over.
My name is Nunga. Do things like toilet use and washing in weightless condition demand intense training? Over.
Oh, thank you for your great question. Yes, toilet use is quite different, obviously, because we don't have any gravity actually when we are doing business. We are kind of using similar system as vacuum cleaner. So as we are doing this system, that's our thing, number one, number two. Thank you. And special training not required because zero gravity cannot train on Earth, so we need to just get used to it. What?
My name is Joseph. How do you wash and clean yourself in space? Is there a bathroom over?
Oh, good question. Actually, we cannot have a shower room or anything, and we cannot use water a lot. So we just use like a special shampoo and soap so that to wash it. So we can just use that and wipe it out, wipe the soap out. So that's the way to clean our bodies. Over.
My name is Claire. What are the amazing things you see on Earth and this station? Over.
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. One of the most remarkable things was when I saw a beautiful aurora. At one time, we were haunted by aurora almost. That was so beautiful.
My name is Manarita. How long are the missions each astronaut undertakes? Over.
Oh, that is a great question. Each astronaut has different mission durations, usually about 6 months, and for us, 5 months. But now, like two astronauts, one American and one Russian, got one of them, have a mission, a one-year mission, so that's really long time. Over.
My name is David, and how many people can live on the space station at one time? Over.
Oh, that's a great question. Usually, they will like have 6 people on orbit on the space station. But sometimes, only a few times, we can leave like Soyuz that's 9 people orbit.
My name is Jerry. Do all astronauts have their own sleeping quotas? And how well do you sleep? Are dreams different on the space station? Over.
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, we have each crew member has 6 quarters. So we have 6 crew quarters. And actually, without gravity, I can sleep really well on the ground. So the gravity, your back will hurt, but not different on orbit. So just floating, so nothing hurts. So that's great. Dreams are a little bit different. By the time when I'm sleeping, my dream is zero gravity. Over.
My name is Willie. Have you ever seen animals or things outside the space station, and do the planets and stars look different than from Earth? Over.
Oh, that's a great question. I have never seen like unusual thing, but a little bit interesting thing is, for example, shooting shot, usually that comes from above to bottom. But from the ISS, from the fish, actually, that's shooting downward, so that is quite different. And planets and stars look almost the same because without air, stars without a twinkling. So it's a little bit different from the Earth. Over.
My name is Jerry. Why did you want to become an astronaut, and was it difficult to achieve? Over.
Oh, thank you for your great question. Yes, I was born and growing in a very, very small village like yours when I was a child. So that was really beautiful at night. So I was just interested in, and I wanted to become an astronaut at the time. It was really difficult, but keep dreaming, and after 30 years of effort, I became a astronaut. Now, finally, on orbit. Over.
My name is Mina. What
I can deal with, and other crew members can deal with these kinds of emotions. Over.
My name is Nora. Do you have any regular working hours on space station? Over.
Oh, thank you for your question. Yes, usually the day starts from 7:30, start working, and up to 7:30. So, and also we have a lunch break, so that is almost an hour. So we are keep working for maybe 2 hours a day. Over.
My name is Dana. What do you do for entertainment on the space station? Over.
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, you can watch movie or maybe you can read books. But for me, my best entertainment is because art and also thought is so beautiful.
That was excellent timing. Looks like we've lost him at this point. A1SS, W6SRJ, are you still with us? Okay, any other comments or questions from the school? Please go ahead.
Astronaut, we, on behalf of Kibutak School, thank you very much for being with us today.
And back to the space station, if you're still there. Okay, we can tell you're there, but you're not intelligible. So we thank you very much for the contact, sir, and we'll catch you next time. This is W6SRJ, clear. Excellent, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've just shared a moment in history. Amateur radio station W6SRJ in Santa Rosa, California, USA, operated by Bill Hellendoff, KH6GJV, and Don Dalby, KE6UAY, contacted astronaut Simia Yui, KG5BPH, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at the Kilotak School in Uniac, Nunavut, Canada. Congratulations to everybody involved. Give yourselves a huge round of applause. Harris would also like to ask. Harris would also like to thank John Spazovich, AG9D, for IRLP and Echolink connections today. Now for the International Volunteer Team of Harris, including the radio amateur satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, CSA, ESA, JAXA, NASA, and Roscosmos. This is Brian Jackson, DE6JBJ, amateur radio operator, sending you greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms, 7-3, or best wishes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again, and have a wonderful day.